Okay, guys, thanks for listening. I'm Maddie with the Powerful Knitting Circle, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford.
Give me a reason. What's up, folks? I'm Lucas. I'm Lucas, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Happy Sunday to everyone out there. Good luck on finals. Here with Alex Jemov.
What's up?
And Seamus Rochelle, also.
Yo, what's up? How you guys doing?
The boys. as fellas. Yeah, we're just going to play some music, maybe talk a little too. I guess for start, I'll go. I had ground turkey, peas, and carrots yesterday for dinner.
That's awesome, Lucas. I went over to Picante and had myself a cheese quesadilla. It was very good.
Nice.
Yesterday, I just had a leftover sandwich. Leftover breakfast sandwich from my backpack. It's pretty good.
Nice. I like food.
Me too.
Yeah, me three.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the first song.
Enjoy. When I don't want to, when it's 3 in the morning, it's like your body's calling, I think about you.
Thank you.
All right. How's it going, everyone? So today, I just have a quick PSA. This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Looking for some great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits! Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, bananas, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Yeah!
Yeah! Dried fruit!
Special lady. I think it's time for a little one-on-one conversation. Talking about my baby, baby. Not you, baby. Our baby, baby. In recent scientific studies of lactation. Magical lady, gotta get down to business. Gonna turn the lights down real low for a slideshow on childhood disease resistance. Wonderful woman, if you do breastfeed, a little baby will be at less risk for respiratory illnesses. Hey, I'm just talking about breastfeeding. Educate your sweet self at 800-994-WOMAN or 4woman.gov or talk to your healthcare provider. Babies were born to be breastfed exclusively for 6 months. This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station, baby.
I get up to go.
All right. Hey, guys. So we're going to ask another question for all three of us. And since it's exam season here at Tufts and we're all kind of going through it, my question is, what exam are we most excited to be done with? Shamo, you first.
I'd say the exam I'm most excited to be done with is my thermo exam.
Mine is, it's actually a project of mine. It's a Spanish project for my Spanish class.
And for me, I actually only have one exam left, so just chemistry, I guess. I'm most excited to be done with chemistry.
Nice.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I know.
Excellent.
I'm glad we could talk about exams, guys.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to be done. I'm sure a lot of you out there listening are as well. Maybe some of you are already done. So yeah, let's get on into the next song then, shall we?
Yeah. Yeah, Seamus. Yeah, you just got really emotional there, I know. But, I think we can
play. I think I see a tear coming off of Seamus's face.
Yep, we can play another song.
Anyway.
Do we have any songs we want to play?
Let's play a Beatles song, why don't we? You can choose, Lucas.
And I like the Beatles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the Beatles too.
Yeah. They have a lot of different types of music.
Have you heard the song Old Brown Shoe?
I have.
Oh.
I found a song right before you said that.
Oh,
it's a really good
one.
You'll see. Right. It's beautiful.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea. And he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed. Submarine,
somebody help, not just anybody help. You know I need someone help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Change my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? And now my life has changed in oh so many ways. Seems to vanish in the haze, but every now and then I feel so insecure. I know that I just need your light, I've never done before. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground.
Hey guys, so interestingly, we actually, a few songs ago, we listened to Yellow Submarine, and it's actually very interesting. The song kind of not so subtly accuses all of us of living in a yellow submarine, but personally, I live in a dorm room, so it's not exactly a yellow submarine. However, I guess my dorm is yellow, so it's somewhat correct in a way. So what about you guys? Where do you guys live?
Are you asking where I live or what I live in?
What's your address?
Oh.
No, I'm kidding.
What's your social security number? What is your credit card number?
Well, back to your initial question, Jonah. Thank you. I currently live in a 2-unit house. We are the upstairs unit, and beneath us we have the downstairs unit. The lower unit,
the
if you will.
That lower unit. Is underneath the
unit,
upstairs unit.
The unit
yeah.
below.
The lower down. The unit
and
downstairs.
We are the unit above. So.
Our unit is that? Below. Dear unit below, thank you for providing me with many great memories throughout the year. From your loud music concerts to your track meets at 10 p.m.
Can't forget about the track meets at 10 p.m.
I thoroughly appreciated all the enjoyment you have brought me. I will never forget that one time you brought out the garbage cans in the 104 weeks you have lived in that house.
You're so thoughtful. Thank you, guys. Truly.
So you guys don't really like your downstairs unit, or?
No, that's not what we said.
We love them.
Oh, okay.
They taught us how to use the washing machine.
Yeah.
And the dryer.
They did do that. That's right. They introduced us to this house, and without them, we'd have dirty clothes. We'd never be able to do anything.
And even more excitingly, their little brothers are moving in next year.
Their little brothers?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Is it really their little brothers?
Yeah, it's one of them. It's the
Sonos'
little brother.
To live with something to look forward to is they currently have the parking spot, so next year we'll get rain over that.
Thank you for taking the parking spot without asking. Thank
well,
you
I mean,
for
it's more of a rite of passage thing, I think, Lucas.
I think you are right with that.
They earned the spot.
But I'm also willing to bet the girls before us did not have a car, so.
Maybe. Anyway.
Thank you, lower unit.
Thank you, lower unit. We'll head into the next song now, unless you guys want to add something else.
And this next song goes out to the lower unit.
Yeah. Do any of you guys have a song?
Oh, shoot.
I got something. Hold on.
Hang on. If we have a lower unit song, I have the perfect song
for them. How about we try, hold on.
Lucas, you have the perfect song for lower unit?
I do have the perfect song, but Dremov can go.
All right, we'll play Dremov's song first, and then we'll do this.
Yeah.
We'll do two songs.
Make sure New England Niche would approve of this song.
Let's do Voyager by Daft Punk.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Voyeurism. Okay, here is Voyeurism by Daft Punk.
Voyeurism or...
You know you feel it every single time. I'm sure that you're the only thing that stays on my mind. Tell me that you hold me and I'll never leave your side. I'm sure that there ain't no reason for words to define our love. Oh, nah, nah. Can't define our love. Oh, nah, nah.
What's your name?
Thank you, Lower Unit, for inspiring that lovely medley of songs there. Thank you.
Honestly, a great selection of music for Thank the you. Lower Unit.
To the Lower yeah. Unit.
Appreciate you guys. So with our next talking point, a little intermission here, I have a question for you guys. And that question is, if you had to choose, so let's say you were in a situation, right, where you could only have one more bowl of cereal forever. No more bowls of cereal after. Which type of cereal are you choosing, Lucas?
I think I would choose Lucky Charms.
Good one, good one. What about you, Grandma?
So is it like a one type of cereal forever, or is it like a last
no.
bowl?
Or I mean, no, because that's a good point, because
that changes an answer.
It really if it's, does. Yeah. See, this is kind of serious.
See,
now.
If it's a type of, you know, if you have to. If you had to have it forever, I would choose more. I'd probably a less sweet one.
I'd choose personally. Cheerios.
Yeah.
Yeah, Honey Nut Cheerios.
But personally. No, the question is one last bowl. Like, you can't have any more.
So. Can I mix and match like a mega bowl?
You could. You could, yeah.
I think what I would do then is I would take a half cup of Honey Nut Cheerios, a half cup of, like, each of the different Cinnamon Toast Crunch flavors. So, like, the regular, the French Toast... the like all the weird ones,
yeah,
and then a half cup of Lucky Charms, mix it all up, add the milk, and that's what I would have as my last bowl of cereal.
Wow.
What if there was no milk allowed?
That would my answer would stay the same.
The food is the world is running out of food. You are the last person allowed to consume something, and the only thing we have left is a couple of boxes of cereal.
So then if that well then I would try and like conserve the cereal.
No.
I would you can't share?
No.
So what is this?
Everyone else is dead.
That's so thoughtful.
It's just you.
Just me. Kind of putting me on the spot here. I mean, I think the answer would be the same then, I guess.
Dang. All right.
Okay.
Interesting switch up there.
Yeah. It's kind of a grim topic, honestly.
Yeah. I think it's inspiring because it shows faith in humanity. That Alex's first thought was the health of others rather than the cereal choices he could have. Yeah. And if we all look at the world in that way.
I'm not surprised.
Thanks, guys.
I got to say, I'm not surprised. But anyway, I would go with Crave, no matter what
way
you frame the question. It's my favorite cereal. It's amazing.
Wait, what is it called?
It's called Crave with a K.
Oh, okay. Let me look into this right now. So this looks pretty good. Oh,
the red one.
Yeah,
the red box. OG.
It looks kind of like my cat's treats in a way.
Really?
Oh, you always have that in the house.
I do.
I've never known what it was.
Yep.
So for the listeners, we're looking at this red box of Crave cereal. It's a Kellogg's brand of cereal, and it has these little shells that are full of kind of like chocolatey flavoring.
Yep.
And it looks just like my cat treats for my cat, except instead of chocolate inside, it's like green cat juices inside.
Interesting.
It's pretty good either way, I mean.
Well... On that note, I suppose we should get into the next couple songs.
I agree.
What are we going to go with? What type of vibe here? We've had quite the roller coaster of vibes.
Yeah.
So I think we should continue that. I think we should do another switch up. Lucas, what are you thinking?
I agree.
Any recommendations?
I can pull up a song if you guys give me about 10 seconds.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, guys, we're back with another PSA. So take it away, Shamo.
Hello, everyone. Today's PSA, second PSA, is go green with rechargeable batteries. So if you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Wow. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger doesn't cost very much to begin with anymore. And isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than go to the store and buy new ones anyway?
It is.
It is, right? Anyway, that was a message from all your Greens friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
I'm very green.
Yeah, me too. And honestly, I think it's very important that we do not one, but in fact more than one PSAs per session, because it really spreads awareness about certain things that we could all be doing to improve. Yeah.
I agree. Such as dried fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, dried fruits, also fresh fruits, also rechargeable batteries, for instance.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, here's the next song.
Yo le iba a grabar, pero en baja calidad. Y ella me dijo que no está. Es una maldita loca, una ratatá. Ella lo que quiere es que la ponga en 4K. 4K, 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 4K.
Yo le quiero dar
en 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 4K.
Estoy cobrando por party más de 70K. Tienes que beberte, mami, tú te chinas acá. Si tu mujer se pasa conmigo, la vamos acá. Por este loco, las mujeres botan más agua que la K. Llegaron los people, recogen los chihuahuas. No mande pa'l Cristo Redentor en una guagua. Ka, ka, cada vez que freno. Demasiado piquete, manín, se me fue los frenos.
Las mujeres aquí no son televisores,
pero la ponemos en 4K.
Las mujeres aquí no son televisores,
pero la ponemos en 4K.
All right, who was that song for, Gemma?
That song was for Maddie Peng, so thank you for listening. Yeah, and shout out to also Bozo Peng. Thank you.
Awesome.
All right.
That's who the song was for, guys. So
awesome.
Enjoy.
Inspiring.
what do we got next?
Also, this is Lucas, and you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And here's our last song.
Outdoors. Life's fire, but trust, I'm ready for the war. Whoa.